This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
So Ben Ainslie pulls the bow down, pulls the trigger and off. The average wind speed has come up at 21.2. And Team New Zealand's over. Team New Zealand is over. Team New Zealand, they hit the trigger and they went over. And the crew are in the water.
Now, obviously, we've sustained quite a bit of damage, but I think, you know, firstly and the most important thing for us is that all the guys on board are safe and with no major injuries. So right now, the guys are obviously taking the boat out and assessing the damage, which we have quite a bit. But, we feel like we'll be able to repair it and get back into action.
How much will Oracle and the rest of the syndicates learn from that time of seeing underneath the belly of Team New Zealand?
Oh, mate, they already have known that stuff. We got the first few, but believe me, Oracle's got the long lenses out. They've had all that stuff for weeks, so that's not a big deal.
Well, it has been a dramatic day on the water for Team New Zealand, whose experts are working through the night in Bermuda to repair their boat after that shocking capsize this morning. America's Cup officials are under fire for allowing racing to go ahead in such testing conditions, with Kiwi skipper Glenn Ashby describing conditions as being at the very top end. Now, Tony Ray is a 7-time America's Cup sailor, our expert commentator for News Talk ZB and Radio Sport, and Tony is with me. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing?
So, what do you understand the damage to be, and is it looking okay? Will they be able to repair this boat overnight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't see the damage close up. I'm not there, but all I can see is what I see on the TV. But yeah, I mean, there'll be a lot of damage. A lot of it's superficial, obviously, because there's so much sort of mylar and fairings and all that sort of thing that just completely fall apart once you get any water, as we've seen during the racing. A lot of these fairings were just getting blown off, and that's not through the wind. That's just the amount of water and spray coming, across the deck at that speed. It just all falls off. And we saw the foam floating out of the top of the rig, which actually keeps the boat afloat, that keeps the wing floating on top of the water, so that the boat doesn't completely go upside down, which actually worked really well in that case. So, a lot of these things will get, obviously the boat will just get completely stripped down. There'll be a lot of electronics on board that get pulled apart and put back together. But, these guys have got a lot of parts, a lot of systems that they'll replace. All the fairings will get redone. All the clies are on the wing will get, which is all of the plastic film on the wing, get replaced. There'll be a lot of ribs that get rebuilt and overnight, so yeah, they'll be working through the night. That's for sure. There's a huge amount of damage to rebuild, but they will do it. And if need be, they'll be out there tomorrow for sure.
Peter Lester reckons that they shouldn't have been racing, and I've just said that to Glenn Ashby. I think he's thinking along the same lines. What do you think? It was within the rules, wasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. We can all say whether you should or shouldn't be racing, but the actual, the rule is, 24 knots is the top end. And if Ian Murray is under that, then he's obliged to race. I mean, it's a real tricky area. It's no real different than when it's in the light air and they're waiting for it to average 6 knots to get a race away. Some will say, well, it's too light or whatever, it's too shifty. So they're in that zone of, and that's the rules that they've agreed upon right at the beginning as to the wind limits. They have brought it down from what it originally was, a while back. So it's always hard when it does get up there, no question, it's on the edge.
Right.
Over there.
And tomorrow might be problematic because we have 25 knots gusting 40, so we'll have to wait and see. But the fact is, Tony, that others got around the track, a bit of superficial damage, and everything was okay. Dean Barker, 2 races, we won the first race, everything was fine.
Yeah, well, that's right. And when it's all going well, Ben said it as well, and I'm sure the other guys agree that it's very hard, these boats, sometimes it's hard to actually back off a little bit. You've got to sort of sail them with a bit of anger and to get round. And, to be honest, it is on the edge. I mean, they're on the edge a lot. And if these that was an unfortunate thing for Team New Zealand to happen. But if they'd got going, and I'm sure they would have got around the track pretty well, as you know. And it's a real fine line, that's for sure.
Why do you think the boat flipped, capsized? Could Burling have done anything more to prevent that?
It's hard to know. I think, you know, it was a really tight turn they had to do to do. I mean, they have, you know, obviously done that manoeuvre a lot of times before, you know, even back in Auckland here practicing and that sort of thing. But there's a lot of factors that could come into it. There was a hard bear away and then a really quick acceleration and that much breeze with the amount of, you know, with the foils and the rake on the boards, which is what actually gets the boat up flying that quickly. And it popped up really quick, and at the same time it popped up quick, it nosed down just as quick. And once the bows go in with that much breeze and on the top of the rig, it's going to keep going. So it stopped real quick, as you could see. But for him to prevent it, well, that'll all come down to, obviously, you know, he spoke about that in the press conference of looking at all the data afterwards and looking at different, you know, all the designers will be able to tell them where the rake was, the angle, the speed, the wind speed, all those factors that come into it, and actually analyse exactly what caused it.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony. Enjoying your commentary, by the way, with PJ Montgomery. Keep it up. Thanks so much. Appreciate
Please,
it.
Mate.
That
Thank
is
you.
Tony Ray. Team New Zealand scheduled to race BAR tomorrow morning. Forecast, as I was saying to Tony, at 25 knots, gusting to 40 in the morning hours. There is potential the breeze will settle to around 20 knots during the racing window before gusty conditions ramp up again in the evening. Racing officials will closely monitor conditions to determine if racing will occur, obviously. If it does go ahead, Newstalk ZB and Rodeo Sport will have live commentary. PJ Montgomery and Tony Ray from 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Newstalk ZB, it is now 5:14.